जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रीमद् भागवतम पुराण की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं बुधिरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकेर भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम केंटो 5 चैप्टर 1 चैप्टर टाइटल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत टेक्स्ट नंबर 32 एंड 33। बिकॉज द वर्स इज नॉट इन अ मीटर सो वी जस्ट डायरेक्टली गो टू ट्रांसलेशन ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ 32 टेक्स्ट। द नेम्स ऑफ द आइलैंड आर जम्बू लक्ष्य शालमली कुश क्रोंच शाक एंड पुष्कर। विच आइलैंड्स इज ट्वाइस एज लार्जर एज द वन प्रिसीडिंग इट एंड इट इज सराउंडेड बाय लिक्विड सब्सटेंस बियॉन्ड विच इज द नेक्स्ट आइलैंड। पर्पट द ओशन इन इच planetary system has a different type of liquid. How they are situated is explained in the next verse. Next verse translation. The seven oceans respectively contain salt water, sugarcane juice, liquor, clarified butter, milk, emulsified yogurt, and sweet drinking water. All the islands are completely surrounded by these oceans. And each ocean is equal in breadth to the island it surrounds. Maharaj Priyavrat, the husband of the Queen Barishmati, gave sovereignty over these islands to his respective sons, namely Agnidhar, Idma Jiva, Yajna Bahu, Hiranyarate, Gratha Prastha, Medha Tithi, and Vithiyotra. Thus they all became kings by the order of their father. Purpose. It is to be understood that all the dvipas or islands are surrounded by different types of oceans. And it is said here that the breadth of each ocean is the same as that of the island it surrounds. The length of the ocean, however, cannot equal the length of the islands. According to Veera Raghav Acharya, the breadth of the first island is 1 lakh yojanas. One yojana equal 8 miles, and therefore the breadth of the first island is calculated to be 8 lakh miles. The water surrounding it must have the same breadth, but its length must be different. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वयं पदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतार्पदकमलं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सगण रघुनाथामितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देव श्री राधा कृष्ण पादा सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखावितं च। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीत नामले। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष निपाश्चात देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिवशे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभयस्य कृपासिन्धुभयैव च भक्तानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। I am seeking the blessing of all Vaishnavas, especially Acharatna Prabhu, Sarvalakshan Prabhu. So please bless me so that I can speak. I can speak about this elevated topics of Bhagavatam so that it will help to understand and purify my heart. So I just continue. When this canto is going on in our Vidyapeeth, so Pavanesh Prabhu was taking out the structure of the universe. Of course, this chapter was given by Radhika Vallabh Prabhu, but when this point came, so that I thought that I'll get some information details from to speak something. So he also spoke that Pavanesh Prabhu is going to take the details. So that will cover later. so when Pavaneshwaru was speaking, that time I understood very little, but not much. So I was thinking that now when this verse came, so what should I speak about? Especially they are telling the name of the oceans and name of the islands, and each one is given to one sun. So till yesterday I was thinking that what should I speak, but somehow other Krishna is merciful and he gave me some understanding to speak. So just like Krishna's glories are unlimited, similarly his devotees' glories are also unlimited. So Priyavrat Maharaj, of course, is here, his glories are mentioning only one chapter. It may be somewhere else explaining in the most, because he ruled the kingdom, whole universe was more than any other king. It is mentioned that 11 arbuda, and one arbuda is like crores, like that. So his glories may be very unlimited, but in here only one chapter his activities are covered. So we are going to discuss about these things about Priyavrat Maharaj. We may be remember that in beginning we started Priyavrat Maharaj section, where he was happily is living his life in a renounce order, no anxiety, nothing, freely, and preparing for his life for the good destination. So very nicely under the shelter of Narad Muni was living, but always life not go very happily. Something should be come in between. So that time Swayambhu Manu came by explaining that please come back, I wanted to renounce the world and someone needed to take charge of that. So Priyavrat Maharaj ignore his idea, but he was not very happy also. So then he was just how still some things was going on. So Swayambhu Manu understood that he is not ready to come, and Brahma also was seeing from up, and then Brahma came, and then Brahma told to Priyavrat Maharaj, even me, Lord Shiva and Indra, they never disobeyed the order of the Supreme Lord. So by disobeying the order of the Supreme Lord, one should not become jealous of him. And in this way, Priyavrat Maharaj accepted the renounce order, not renounce, sorry, the kingdom and householder life. and then he entered into the new life where completely things were is opposite what he was having in the renounce order. So then he was living life there also, and while living his life, the third section mentioned in this chapter about having two wives. From one wife he got the 10 sons. Of them, 3 became the brahmachari and then eventually paramahamsas. And then 7 sons he has given, one island to one son. From the second wife, 3 sons he got, and that sons became the second, third and fourth manvantara, Manu in that. So these are the his family life. And then in fourth stage explain about him in this chapter his achievements, what he achieves. So he ruled the universe in for 11 arbudas, and while ruling his enemy they just got defeated by the sound of his bow and arrow. For them, defeat to his enemies, it does not have to much endeavor. So therefore his enemies were easily get defeated, not much endeavor needed for him. And then third stage, once he was dissatisfied by the movement of the sun, so then he was not happy the way the sun was going on, sun god was happening. So then he started follow the orbit of the sun god with his, by his chariots, and then his chariot became the next sun, and then he followed and circled the Sumeru mountain 7 times. So while circling, because at every times the chariot's wheels size was increasing, so therefore sometime the dvipas which has become the having different dimensions, and the wheel of the chariot also increasing, therefore the oceans also has become the different broaders. So in this way things were going on. And so why he was unhappy? Because the light, sun was giving the light. So one side he was having the very lighted side, and other side he was having the darkness. So he wanted to make the other side also very lightened. So from that his chariot, as which was the another sun, he has lightened the other space, other side also. So in that while he was doing, and that sometime the day became the greater than the night. So when the day is greater, then his speed of the chariot will become accordingly, and when the night is greater than the speed of the chariot, like that. And with the sun he created is more cooler at the time of when the summer season is there, where sun is very hot. So that sun is created, it was more cooler than the moon also. And in winter season, the sun he was created is like much warmer than the other sun. So in this way he got so many achievements in his the life he was living as a king. And fifth stage of this chapter, which is going to come, so there in that he got the desire to renounce now, and he was saying that it is enough, that I am from so long I am enjoying material enjoyment, which is like a deep dark well. So I have become the monk, dancing monkey in the hand of my wife. So then now I have to renounce everything. So he got the desire of renunciation and he's divided the kingdom into the qualified sons and gave up his kingdom, gave up his wife, is like just like a dead body, and then accepted the order of a renunciation while remembering the old days which he was doing under the guidance of Narad Muni. So all these five stages about Prihvrata Maharaja is explained in this chapter. So this chapter is actually very nicely explained. So this chapter is very much important for especially for sadhakas. The sadhaka also has to go to a different stages. So very much important. So we know that how while he was just as a king, he was getting so many achievements. Why it is possible? How he was getting so many achievements? Because he agreed to become the instrument in the hand of a superiors. So when the superior was asking about from him services, so he agreed that yes, I will become the instrument, and therefore so many achievements he can get. Actually, normally it will not happen, because the power makes one blind, especially the power of controlling people, power of controlling land properties, and power of controlling so much money. So many things has to be involved in that, so which is very difficult. That's why Shonak Rishi, he was knowing that about who is Yudhishthir Maharaj. Still, when he became the king and started ruling, that time Shonak Rishi is asking to the Suta Goswami, after Yudhishthir Maharaj became the king, please tell me his behavior. How is after becoming king, what was his behavior? Is that he's properly utilizing and properly taking care of his kingdom? So this Shonak Rishi was knowing the power of Yudhishthir Maharaj, because of that he was a Dharmraj, but still he was knowing the power of a Maya, Shonak Rishi. So therefore he asked about what will happen to Yudhishthir Maharaj when he became the king. So power of Maya is also very very known for him. So therefore in this way he asked. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunandan Das Goswami, although you are having the wealth like Indra and the wife like Apsara, but still you are able to give up everything. How it is possible? It is because of the Krishna's mercy. So when we give up, when we work under the guidance of a superior, become the nice instrument, then we will be very nicely saved in Krishna consciousness. So here it was explained that especially this independent mentality is very danger while living in Krishna consciousness. As one grow, he think that I know much, I am better, so I know the way Krishna consciousness works. So therefore Shastra gives warning actually that it is not very easy to be on that. So because our path in Krishna consciousness is a path of very grace, not the achievements. You may be thinking that I am achieving so many things in Krishna consciousness, so that my growth is increasing. No, it is like a working under the guidance of superiors, and then path will happen. So that why this Prihvrata Maharaj was doing. Initially he was not happy, but when he accepted the way Krishna wanted him to be, then so many things he can do in his life. So many achievements which help him himself for individual growth and help to the society, that also can grow very nicely. But if other way, very difficult, even the so when you become nice instrument in the hand of the spiritual master, then we'll get blessed nicely to do more and more things. So other side also, even big leader, they fall prey for that. So I was just hearing Haldar Maharaj class. So Haldar Maharaj was saying that how his spiritual master Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, he was explaining that one should do two things in his life. One is like Krishna bhajan and Guru Seva. So in his life, Krishna bhajan and Guru Seva. And he was explaining that how his spiritual master Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj was so strict. If someone has to go for the bus party, then he has to write down that how much time I am going, how many months. So then he has to mention there. And if suppose one comes early, then Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj asks so many questions to him, that why you came early, what is the purpose, why you are not doing book distribution, and so many things. So then he has to go back, he has to send him back and come after only when your time for mentioning time has completed. So because he was thinking that one should not take the services as given by the Krishna as very cheaply, because these services is actually our relationship with him. And he was explaining that one pujari in our temple only, he asked question to Maharaj. But normally we see that when we have dressing and then dating other services, and then we have to complete our round. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Gornitai Ki Jai. So we have to complete our rounds, and how it was can be done. So you are saying that one should surely complete complete one's round, but not in the cost of services, but one should be complete one's round in the cost of reducing eating and sleeping. So this is the answer. And he is saying that Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, although you look like very, his body look like very nice, healthy, but he take 11 or 12 o'clock only one big glass of water, because he also has so many other services, the duties. So then he take, and then daytime he take. So then he was saying that because his spiritual master taught him, Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, that how one should be very grateful that when we get the services, it is like a guru seva, our relationship will be grown more and more to the degree we will take the services burden of our spiritual master. Otherwise it is like nothing can be done. And he was saying that how he was so much strict in cleaning. Two things he mentioned, that punctuality and cleanliness. He says cleaning sometime actually they were, because this Haldar Swami Maharaj was telling to that devotee was pujari, that I know that I also very nice, I also pujari doing pujari services that time. But here nowadays many pujaris are there, but at our time there were very less pujaris. So that I know the time that I have to get up early and then do the cleaning. They have to clean the temple also, just like in Mayapur we see that they clean with whole water before. So they start cleaning the temple and then entering to the puja deity room, and then waking up, and then so dressing. So whole day, morning at least 11-12 happen like that only. So you are saying that I also did, but then after immediately morning program, I just take very less prasad, because otherwise I will fall asleep while chanting, and then go for chanting. So in this way one life can be happen, but never give up the services. So I, as I mentioning that cleaning, they have given the services of cleaning the dustbin, all this thing. So once it happens that dogs comes always and put the mouth in the dustbin, and then so much things he can do there, so much all the patals will come out from the dustbin and this thing. So when the patal will came out from the dustbin, and then so much lying there, and then the Gorgon Swami Maharaj saw, and then he called him, who has done cleaning? And he was thinking that we cannot reply back also, what are the reason? So then he was thinking that why this patal is lying here, you should take and keep back and clean this place. So in this way, how they will get training as a sadhaka. So therefore, these things very help us to grow in Krishna consciousness. So, there are many examples are there where they have become the instruments in the hand of a superiors, and then they have achieved very big things. So I just mentioned some, especially in our ISKCON society at the time of Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was here in the planet and established the ISKCON movement society. So that time many devotees were there who had dedicated their life. So I'm just going to discuss something from there, like how the Prabhupada, we know that Prabhupada has become the nice instrument in the hand of the spiritual master. So when spiritual master was asking him, the first instruction only he got, that preach the message and that book, print the books. So that time onwards only he started meditating, and then when the appropriate time came, he took the first vanaprastha and then took the sannyas, and that time he is completely gave himself in the service of spiritual master. And in this way he was just started working to become the instrument in the hand of a spiritual master, and he is praying to the Lord, please make me the puppet and the hand of the spiritual master, and let the I can be dance in the way my spiritual masters want. So in this way we can see the Prabhupada's life is also going on. And second, I just give the example of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, how he we know that all of us, that how he is a faithful servant of his spiritual master. He was very nicely leading the bus parties, Damodar bus parties, and so many great success he was getting, success in the form of a book distribution also went on, and in the form of a devotees making also. So while having book distribution, he can make many devotees also that time. So that, but one day Prabhupada sent him to go to China. In China he gets to start project from very very beginning project, but he still put his whole life and energy and wanted to serve his spiritual master. And in this way, after working so hard in the project, then he got the success in that project also. So these are the examples which help us to understand that how Krishna consciousness work. And we know the famous pastime, how every times in the yatra, Kartik yatra, this Mandakini Mataji comes there, and she speak her realization and her achievements. Actually, she was thinking that she is a pujari, and she has to pray to the deities that whenever Prabhupada gives some instruction, please give me strength at that time. I never say no for that what Prabhupada will give instruction. So then it happens one day actually. Then the Prabhupada was wanted to preach in Russia, and there was one devotee, Anand Shanti Prabhu. So there was one devotee, Anand Shanti Prabhu. So he asked Prabhupada that I need some help from the devotees. And then Prabhupada immediately remember, when he came to the place of Mandakini Mataji, then he saw, and Prabhupada remembered that her need will be there in for preaching this Russia project. And then Prabhupada told her to go, and she immediately went, not asking any other question. Here we may ask so many questions, why I only can go, why should not he, so many things. We see that that Prabhuji is asking that we have to start so many centers, so many centers we have to start, and we need devotees. But at every time we ask, every time no hand comes up. So at last, something. Of course, we wanted to serve in other way also, no problem. But there, at that time actually, they were really dedicated to the life, to their life, to the Prabhupada. There, actually that time, someone was telling, I don't know, he was thinking that there, whenever the things we had to done, told to us to, we never say no for anything, whatever we had to told. Just told means we have to do it. So in this way, she went and just assist him in the service of Russia project. And then we see that now how this project has become so much flourished because of just agreed to become the nice instrument. Otherwise, things can be done in other way also. But here, nicely, a person become instrument, and then we do so many things. So next example is given. I'm just going to speak about how this Chopati community had become like this. Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he came in India 1986. So before that he was a pujari, and then after the pujari in New Vrindavan, then he was started preaching, youth preaching in colleges. So many centers he was having, 6-7 centers, so many centers he was having, and in each center so many boys were there, and the center was flourishing very nicely, very nicely. It was flourishing and growing very nicely. But one time he came to India, went for Jagannath Puri, and then he was just catching his flight connected from Bombay, and then call came. We stayed there only because their need of preaching is there, and don't worry about your project here, we will be nicely take care of that, your projects. And then Maharaj stayed there only. that his projects in America will be very difficult to be done, and then after that sometime that project also got stopped. But in India he was just assisting to Kirtanand Swami Maharaj, and very nicely he was assisting. Not these devotees from Chopati like Govind Prabhu, Shamanand Prabhu, they were telling that we saw that Maharaj, how he was peacefully not speaking any words, any single word he was not speaking, and just doing his own reading whole day. And then whatever they wanted from Kirtanand Swami Maharaj and these devotees, they speak to Maharaj, and just Maharaj take their message from there and convey to him. And these are the things he was doing. So and things was going on that. But after some time, this happened where Kirtanand Swami Maharaj has to go and the responsibility has to be taken by someone. So that time responsibility was given to the Maharaj, Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj. So that time he just took the position of a leader. Before he was not having the position, so he was just playing his role whatever way he can serve nicely. But now he has taken the position of a leader. So many things he was doing. Every day, evening, he was going for program with Giriraj Swami Maharaj. So that time Giriraj Swami Maharaj was speaking about Krishna Lila and Radhana Swami Maharaj was speaking about Chaitanya Charitamrita. And every day, almost the whole every day is become the late night. He comes late night from the program. And also other devotees, Bhaktiraj Swami Maharaj and Shamanand Prabhu, Govind Prabhu. So they were also going preaching for different places. And in the night they were coming together and just discussing the successful stories of their preaching. And that time, Saturday, Sunday also, Raisham Prabhu comes to take rest in the Chopadi temple and attend the morning program next day. So he was hearing their successful stories. And there was not much facility was there in Chopadi temple. That time simultaneously Bhola classes is going on and half of the temple used for other purposes. One day Radha Gopinath Prabhu was doing deity worship. And half of the temple was the property of this our SCON. Another temple's area was having some other property. So their marriage was going on other part. So one side Radha Gopinath Prabhu was doing deity worship and he just turning back and behind and he's seeing that the marriage ceremony is going on. And again then he immediately turned back. And again deity worship is going on. So in this way so many things they are going on. But Rajam was saying that although they have very less facilities, but the souls, they were great souls, they were living there. One time, actually they were having the bed like that. They had to remove the bed, and if one has to person to go to their locker side, then he has to wake up that person. So because again, the bed has to be done on their side. So then Radhisham Prabhu gave a nice suggestion. Why instead of keeping bed like this, we can keep the bed in other way. So that the person not get disturbed when someone goes to his locker and he has to be waking up from the sleep. So the devotees were telling to Radhisham Prabhu, it's a nice idea. But thing is that there is no much fund is there. What are you thinking that we don't know this thing? We know this thing, but because no fund is there, nothing is there. So therefore, things can go on. So therefore, in this way, we can see that how the Chopati community grow because of this taking the position of post of a responsibility. Another very nice, our next Pune IVF preaching. How Pune IVF preaching happened? When Radhisham Prabhu told to come to send to the Pune, there was not much facilities there in Pune. So many brahmacharis were there and there. It's not so many, what few whatever, but so much disturbances was there from their side. So not much seriousness was there in there, but Prabhuji came alone there and is wanting to start preaching, youth preaching. So he was not having much facility. So he needed a desktop for making presentations or making notes on this thing. So he has to get from the Chopati, and when he got, he has to write the note just dealing. That I, Radhisham Das, has taken desktop from SCON Chopati temple on this day and I will, after using some day, I will return it back. So this dealing is signed. So in this way, he got the desktop from that. And then he started preaching, youth preaching. But Once there was a program was there in the youth program in Pune temple. So, but there was not much fund for making prasadam, all these arrangements. So then he told that we are having that much fund of where our brahmacharis can get prasad. So we don't have much fund. So then what Prabhupada did? He took some devotees and went to market yard, did kirtan there, carrying so many bags. And from there, he got some sabji. Some shopkeepers were giving sabji. Some were telling, come tomorrow. So, like that, he was getting from them. And that time, Shivaram Prabhu was a cook in kitchen. So always he was finding difficulties of getting assistant while cutting sabji or while cleaning the vessels. So he was finding so much difficulties. Once he saw that so many vessels are lying there, but that all the vessels are like uncleaned. Nobody has cleaned the vessels. And then program is going to happen. Then Darshanpuru came there in the kitchen and he saw that nothing cooking has done. So then he asked him, why cooking is not done? He told that, see, all the places are full of unclean vessels. So I need some help from the devotees. At least you not give me the assistant of cutting sabji or all this. At least you give me the assistant so that can clean the vessels. So then he called Premnidhi Prabhu, was a manager that time. So Premnidhi Prabhu, Rashambhu called him. And he told him to go and find some devotees will be there or not. But he not found any single devotee that time. So then again he told to Shivaram Prabhu. Again he told that unless you give me, I cannot do anything. So nobody, no devotee was there. And after some time, Shivaram Prabhu came to kitchen. And he saw that one saffron devotee is washing the vessel. And he saw that one saffron devotee washing. And he saw that he is like, he is Rashyam Prabhu only. Then he told Prabhuji, why you are doing? Why I told you to make them from someone to clean that. Not I told you, you clean that. But he told that, I hear so many devotees, but I not found any devotee to help me. And the program is going to happen. So if cleaning is not done, then cooking will be not done. And then how things will be, can go on. So then he agreed to wash the vessels and clean. So in this way, see also here, no much facilities, nothing is there, but still the surrender is there. The way a spiritual master send him to Pune and start preaching. So even though facility, we may complain here so many times, this facility is not there, that facility is not there. But that time he is alone, no much facilities, but still, so we see now so much success is there because of alone person. Whole society all over the world, they are getting benefited from because of his surrender. So just at the last we discuss how the devotees went from Pune temple. So many brahmacharis went from Pune temple in so many places where need was there. Prabhuji is sitting here. Acharyatna Prabhu is sitting here. We see that how Kolkata project is very nicely flourishing. So many brahmacharis, so many things is happening there. Because of our devotee went there and assist in the mission of Prabhupada. So Kolkata temple and Kanpur, many places. So our devotees also very nicely, they are dedicating their life because the need is there. So therefore, in this way, project will flourish. So actually, once Rajshambhu was saying that, whenever need is there, that time things can be done. So it will be very helpful. Like he gave the example, at the time of Prabhupada, so much need was there of devotees. They go and preach Krishna consciousness. So much need is there. So devotees there help that time. But now so many devotees are there. It is like before first one, someone tell that please bring the water. And for bringing the water, he has to go so many far place. But now here river is just flowing. And if someone say that please bring the water, and he will bring the water. So it means that here very already nice preaching has done, but no, still so much preaching needed, and so many devotees also needed. So in this way, I just went through that how Priyavrata Maharaj dedication to bend down the way his superior wants. So many achievements he can done. Did. So I thought that I will share in this way. So I will end up here only. So if I spoke something else which really, so please forgive me. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.